Blog Talk Radio.
And it's Ken Kratzer for Talking Business today from the headquarters of CBSI Services in Harrison, New York, another episode of Talking Business. And CBSI, founded in 1972, provides a full range of special benefit services to the consumer financial services field. Every day, CBSI programs provide warranty extension premium services to customers of major credit card, debit, and checking account programs. We are very pleased to have on the line today, calling from Toronto, Canada, is Leanna McDonald of Sysmos, a company which is an expert in what I prefer to call digital media. And Leanna, good to have you with us today.
Hi, thank you.
That's great. Now, if you would, maybe tell the audience a little bit about Sysmos. You're doing a lot of work in being able to help companies, helping brands track what their customers are saying across all sorts of different media platforms. And I, as I say, I like to call it digital media. Many others would call it social media. But tell us a little bit about Sysmos, if you would.
Yeah, absolutely. Sysmos actually started in 2007, and it was a University of Toronto startup. And originally, it was just, you know, a program that was going to aggregate logs. So a PhD candidate and his thesis advisor decided that they wanted to be able to search within blogs for certain content. And then it grew and grew, and today that is our flagship product, which is called Map. And Sysmos has now grown into a social intelligence company. So really, we take unstructured big data and basically aggregate it and make sense of it for our clients. And so they can do anything from brand monitoring to competitive analysis, crisis monitoring. Basically, you're listening and monitoring and tracking trends in conversation, what, you know, the public is saying online and social media. We track full Twitter. We do Facebook as well. We do Tumblr, blogs, news, forums, Reddit, a couple of news sites. Really, Map actually archives over 550 billion documents.
Wow, that's a lot of data. I mean, now they talk about big data and the amount of data that all these platforms that you just mentioned are producing on a on an annual basis is just immense. If Leah, maybe just if you would tell us a little bit about your career. How'd you get into this field?
Yeah, so I actually moved to Toronto to take a grad program in public relations, and I started off on the agency side, doing social and digital reporting for some of our clients. I spent about 2 years there, and my final project was doing social reporting for Target Canada. So we did weekly reports, campaign wrap-ups, and even some real-time live event monitoring. So that actually was my first experience with Sysmos. I absolutely loved the product. At that time, it was one of a kind, and I really thought that it was the coolest thing I'd seen in a long time. So ironically, on networking event who worked for Sysmos, and I like to say I pretty much documented the opening of the company, and I moved over to tech. So I kind of took a leap. I wasn't really planning. I didn't know too much about tech. I was interested in social and digital, but didn't know much about tech from a career standpoint. And at that point, Sysmos had just been bought out by a larger company called MarketWired. So I joined about 6 months after that. And I've been here for 4.5 years. I've had about 3 positions on the client side. I started off in customer service, went to onboarding and implementation, which I started my own team of 4 people. I created the internship program, which actually feeds from the grad school I went to, Humber College in Toronto. So we take 4 or 5 twice a year. And then I kind of moved over to more enterprise clients. I was really interested in large deployments, Fortune 500 clients, and really our top-tier spend. So I did that for about 2 years as a enterprise social media strategist. And then I kind of wanted to shake things up a bit. I wanted to have an impact on the brand. And I moved over to marketing. And I was a brand evangelist, working on a lot of community events, both online and offline, a lot of influencer identification and outreach. And now I'm actually doing customer advocacy. So I basically manage our customer stories and create materials for them.
And there will, and you are the now the brand and customer advocacy manager for Sysmos out of Toronto in Canada. And Liam, maybe if you would talk a little bit about, you know, you mentioned some of the digital media platforms that you work with. What are some of the industries that you find are really in need of tracking what their customers are saying about them or about their service on digital media platforms?
Yeah, great question. So I'd say it kind of started off with, you know, your typical, your media clients who are already in media. A lot of, you know, artists, music, and also consumer package, so CPG clients, consumer package goods. And really, you know, they live online and have been very active in social from the get-go. So to them, it was nothing new. They just needed to get deeper insights and really understand what their audience was saying and their potential audience, target audience. But I'd say right now the ones that are really diving in that we are having a lot of response from are regulated industries. So that could be anything from pharmaceuticals to, let's say, government, banking, financial. Those are kind of really the ones that were a little hesitant, but now are really realizing that it's not just a trend. And if they want to be competitive in the space and they want to be successful with their audience and as a business, that they need to be online and engaging, but also learning from the insights that are available through social data.
Absolutely, and certainly CBSI, we're working with you on some of the ways that Sysmos can help financial service companies, certainly some of our clients in the primarily in the credit card industry. What are some of the ways that you find Sysmos is working with financial service industries and any particular thoughts about working with banking customers?
Yeah, so I actually started off working with a couple different banking clients. At first, I would say their primary focus was just gaining insights. So it wasn't necessarily something specific to their brand. They wanted to know how people were talking about certain topics. Anywhere from, you know, savings to mortgages, banking, checking. Really, it was just to gain insights. Shortly after that, a lot of it focused around customer service. So being able to respond to people, even intercept conversations, like, you know, I'm looking for a student line of credit. Really, it would be attached to their customer service team or support center. So they were also trying to reduce, you know, the SLAs and, you know, the time it took to respond to these customers. They were trying to do a queue system and then assign it to certain people and really, I think, you know, amp up their customer service and make themselves available from a social standpoint. Now I think it's moved over to a bit more, I'd say, proactive versus reactive in terms of, you know, crisis monitoring or any sort of fraudulent activity, maybe even looking at security. We have a lot of banks that look at different security keywords. And I'd probably say now even moving over to shaping their brand and even going as far as engaging. I think a lot of these financial institutions have been apprehensive besides customer service to engage, but now some of their main brand Twitter handles are engaging. And they're even, you know, trying to identify sponsorship opportunities or partnerships or charity events. So they're really starting to also promote online as well. And part of promotion is engagement.
Absolutely, and we're talking with Leanna McDonald of Sysmos, which is a company that supports many brands in identifying information and their customer comments across a wide array of social media and digital media platforms that their customers are communicating on. And Leanna, you've got a great website that I thought we'd talk about a little bit. There are a couple of pages up on our blog talk. Radio page on your website, sysmos.com, that's S-Y-S-O-M-O-S, and you outline kind of your product suite set which has got a couple of components, MAP, Heartbeat, and got a couple of new elements that are, you're adding to the mix. Maybe you want to take us through some of the things, that the set combination, and maybe start with MAP, provides to your clients.
Yeah, so set's really exciting. We actually launched it earlier this year, and really what it stands for, so that everyone's aware, is it systems everything together. And it's the idea that we want to give the marketer, the everyday marketer, all the tools they need to be successful. I'm sure many can agree it's no longer about just social monitoring and listening. There's so many other components. So we really wanted to make sure that we were hitting all the points in, let's say, a campaign life cycle or, a marketing life cycle, but they'd have support in all areas in terms of data. We really want to have the marketer or the individual who's using our platform to be able to make informed business decisions, informed strategy and planning. So, Ken, as you're aware, and as you mentioned, the main flagship products are MAP and Heartbeat. MAP being the ad hoc search engine. You can think of it kind of as a Google of social media, unlimited results. You create, a query or a search string, and then you dive into, all of those 550 billion documents we have archived. Heartbeat is more of your pre-programmed, everyday, daily monitoring brand type platform. And so all of these, and then the ones I'm going to mention, are all part of that. Optimize is the other one. So that's a Twitter targeting ad platform. So if you really want to make sure you get the best bang for your buck, what you want to do is create your list of your ideal group, and then you can upload it to Optimize, and it will create a growth list, which is like a lookalike. So then you can multiply this list, and there's a better chance that you'll be successful and have engagement based on this growth list that you've created, because you've identified certain characteristics that your original list had. Go ahead.
I was going to say, you really create some very neat-looking graphs on this, and looking at the keywords that show up, your word cloud, and also your something called a buzz graph. Now, for a second, take a look. Describe for us, what's the benefit of a word group? I mean, it sort of highlights the words that are coming up frequently in communication.
No, great question.
I mean, a word cloud,
of course. Both are great. They're basically visuals, the data, and the PowerBank algorithm, and aggregate it so that you can basically, it uncovers the insights. So you don't have to do that deep digging yourself. That's the idea of the platform, is we want to make sense of the data for you. Unlike survey data and traditional data that's all structured, social data is really unstructured. So we want to basically add some structure, if you will, to the data for you. So the word cloud looks at key themes. So it raises key themes, and based on the size of the word is how frequently the word appears in the mentions. The buzz graph looks more at correlation. So how often two words are mentioned together, and the scale. So whether it's a strong correlation, medium, or weak.
That's neat. And the way you have these different packages, maybe you could just take us through a sample setup that you might do for a new client in terms of, let's say, a financial service company. What would be maybe a service delivery package that you might provide to a new client so they'd learn more about what their customers are saying?
I don't think there's one size fits all. I get this question a lot, and really I think it's about what your goals are. So at the beginning of a stage, we really want to understand what you're trying to achieve. What business questions are you asking? Because it could be very different from, one financial group to another. What's your use case? What are your KPIs? And how can we, give you the appropriate tools and set them up to meet those goals? And again, that can be anything from brand reputation monitoring, competitive analysis, customer service, crisis monitoring, security, or maybe you just want to focus on certain areas. you know, when people are talking in general in the industry, are they talking more about savings, about TFSAs, RRSPs, you know, 401k? What is it that they're talking about? And how can we basically collect this information and then leverage that to create content that's relevant and intercept basically these conversations and be a part of these conversations that are already happening?
Absolutely. And maybe if you would, Heartbeat looks like a really neat service that you provide for your customers and part of the set of programs that Sysmos provides. Maybe to say, spend a moment more explaining how Heartbeat helps a customer better understand what their customers are communicating and saying on different digital media.
Yeah. So, as mentioned, Heartbeat is pre-programmed. So you decide what keywords you want to track. Again, being brand, competitors, you know, anything in the industry, hot topics. Some financial institutions even look at their C-suite and monitor, you know, their activity and what people are saying about their CEO or their CFO, et cetera. So once you have this set up, you know, Sysmos, you have a one-to-one relationship. It's not a support queue. You have a dedicated social media specialist, and that individual onboards you and assists you with the setup. And then the nice thing about Heartbeat is you kind of can just, you know, let it do its thing. So it will collect and archive these mentions and categorize them in different things that we call tags. So that way it's constantly collecting and archiving based on the keywords you set up. So you can go in and basically take a look at, you know, popularity graphs, like some conversations, you can analyze sentiment, look at, you know, keywords that are being utilized, compare certain topics side by side. You can look at yourself against your competitor. And we even have the ability to set up email alerts. So, you know, sometimes you don't have every day to sit in the tool. And if you're not a large team and you don't have, you know, 6 or 7 people just working on social or, you know, in marketing, then you can set up email alerts and it will notify you based on certain criteria when it hits a certain threshold, or if you're campaign monitoring, you know, so you can really stay on the pulse of the conversation without having to be inside the tool 24/7.
That's neat. And we're talking with Leanna McDonald of Sysmos up in Toronto, Canada, describing the services that Sysmos provides to its client brand companies to help them better track what their customers are saying on different digital media platforms. And Leanna, one of the newer services that you mentioned that you now provide is an image recognition capability of called Gaze. So how does that help recognize customers? Is that through all the photos they may place on social media?
Exactly. That's really where I see kind of the trend going, is being able to quantify, if you will, or find the ROI on, you know, all of these pictures that are out there. I think everyone's aware we went from text to images, and now we're even, you know, everything's memes and GIFs and videos. So really we want to be able to understand, you know, what kind of impact it's having on our brand and how we're able to monitor this and analyze it. So basically Gaze is image recognition, which you can also call like dual listening. And once you upload a specific logo or various forms of a logo, it will be able to pick up and identify that logo within images. And then, of course, you have a set of filters you want to look at. Let's say we're talking about Coca-Cola and you want to see Coca-Cola with suit or Coca-Cola on a beach. So there's certain criteria. You can also look at geographic locations as well, and then be able to pull different, you know, quantitative stats on these images.
Very good. And Leanna, maybe just sort of to sum up the product suite that Sysmos offers. It looks like you're adding services all the time. Maybe to sum up, what are some of the key benefits that your clients' brands receive by using the service to better track their customers, what their comments and information is on digital?
Yeah, that's a great one. I mean, there's so many, like, social data is so available and you know, constantly happening in real time. These conversations are happening. So really, there's so much that you can learn about your target audience, your customers, current customers and potential customers, and it really allows you to have the opportunity to be more successful in your efforts if you're making informed business decisions. You know, so basically we use the term social intelligence because you're basically using data to drive your business decisions. So in that case, you know, when you're making informed decisions, chances are you're more successful, i.e. you'll have higher engagement, you know, more likes, more participation. You'll have people, you know, influencers and other people coming on board with your content. Your reach and impressions will grow. So that's kind of one benefit from a strategy and informed decision standpoint. But it's great for learning the type of language that your audience is already using, so that way you can tailor your content. Of course, you know, the traditional social monitoring and listening, but it even goes way beyond that because you're able to identify influencers, people who match your brand, match your messaging, and who have a large following. We're able to categorize these people based on criteria you provide and identify what your target audience would be, your primary, your secondary, and what these individuals look like. So understanding who they are, what they talk about, and what they're interested in, and then deciding who you want to reach out to. Also,
and we're talking with Leanna McDonald of Sysmos. And Leanna, one of the things I do want to mention to our listeners is on your website, Sysmos.com, Sysmos.com, you've got some terrific case studies and best practice videos and white papers about how brands and marketers can use a service like Sysmos to better work with their customers. Maybe just if would you like to highlight a couple of the findings that white papers and videos that a visitor will see up on your website?
Yeah, of course. I just recently worked with one of our agencies called Essence Digital. And so we were working with them to really understand they've had a lot of success using our MAP product in identifying, you know, various needs of their clients in different stages of their client campaign lifecycle. A great example is real-time events. So the results that come through MAP are in real-time in the MAP platform. They're able to monitor as the event's going on behalf of their client, and then on the fly make real-time recommendations. A great example is a big gaming company was holding a large gaming conference. People were complaining about the lineups and different things at certain booths. So Essence was able to give this feedback directly to their client. And what they did is they went over to these booths and decided to entertain the lineups with giveaways and trivia and things like that, to keep people interested and engaged and keep the mood up. So that's just one really simple example of how real-time monitoring can really help, you know, you make a little tweak on the fly. Some other examples, of course, are looking into messaging. As I kind of mentioned before, you know, you're able to say you're doing a release of a second movie. You can look at how people are talking about the first movie and then be able to frame your language collateral for your second movie, you know, by learning the insights from the first.
Well, you've got a lot of great material and outline of your company service on your website, Sysmos.com. And there's so much happening in the field of data management, data marketing. We're seeing a lot of discussion about how to work in this whole field now known to some as big data. What are some of the other key trends that you see happening across this this immense field that digital marketing and social media is just cultivating because of the sheer amount of communications, Facebook postings, Twitter messages that are being produced every day?
Outside of, you know, visual listening and image recognition, I would say it's the idea of moving not only to a proactive state, but almost predictive and preemptive. I think what people are going to want to know and products want to stay just a bit ahead of their, you know, their customers and marketers, they're going to want to know ahead of time, for example, where I'll need to ship more of my product. You know, where, and not just based on sales after the fact. They want to identify trends and be able to know when, you know, this certain area is going to be, you know, interested in this type of clothing, or, you know, when, you know, certain trends are going to emerge, and be able to identify the small niche conversations and know how much power those specific individuals hold, so that they're able to create products to meet the needs of those speaking, or at least be able to identify what customers are going to need, what products and services before they need them. So I don't think there's quite, you know, necessarily tools out there now that are doing that, but that's definitely the direction that we're moving in with our data scientists and the algorithms that we're, you know, hoping to create moving into end of 2016 and early 2017.
Hey, that's great. Leanna McDonald of Sysmos up in Toronto, Canada. I want to thank you so much for joining us on our CBSI Talking Business show today. You've been a great guest. Fascinating to hear about what your company is doing in this rapidly developing field of data management.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for your time. It's been a pleasure.
Okay. We'll talk again soon. And thank you for all the good work you're doing with our team here at CBSI, helping our clients better manage their customer communications. So, again, we're broadcasting today from the headquarters of CBSI Services in Harrison, New York. CBSI, founded in 1972, provides a full range of special benefit services to the consumer financial services field. Every day, CBSI programs provide warranty extension and premium services to customers in major credit card, debit, and checking account programs. More information about us on our website, www.cbsiservices.com. So thank you again. Have a great day. Until next time, this is Ken Kratzer of CBSI Services Talking Business. Have a great day.
Thanks, Ken.
Thank you. Thank you, Leanna.